If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk.
Hello and welcome to Sex Talk. We have lots of fantastic questions this week, which I'm sure you cannot wait to help answer, Kelsey. And one thing I wanted to say before we get into it is I just got one about antidepressants and how badly it's affecting this particular woman's sex life. And we get lots of those. And so we sort of covered it already before, but I just wanted to say that please go and see your doctor, because there are many that don't actually affect your libido, because they really, really do. You're not imagining it. It really does. But there are some that are known that don't. I don't know the names of them off by heart, but and they're different in each country. But please go and see your GP about that, because there is an answer to that, a very good solution for that.
Yeah, I actually have a bunch of friends who had terrible depression, and then when they got on something, their depression went away, but their desire to have sex also floated away completely. And so then now you have an angry husband or partner. But you're happy. It's very confusing.
It is. But just tell them as well. There are, but I think there's at least two that know, that they know will not affect your desire for sex. So hopefully, I mean, they're really difficult to get right. I know antidepressants, because, you know, one thing, you get the sex drive fixed up and then something else doesn't work. But anyway, it's worth giving it a shot. And not very many people know that there are those out there.
Perfect.
So just a little hint to start.
Starting with a little nugget. All right, let's get started with the questions. First one, I want to stop taking the pill because it doesn't agree with me. I've tried taking different types and I'm not suitable for a coil. So the obvious alternative is for my partner to wear condoms. I don't mind condoms, but he can't stand them and is making a huge deal of it. He says he'd rather not have sex than have sex using one. We now haven't had sex for 2 months and neither of us are budging. I've been responsible for our contraception for the last 15 years. Why can't he see how selfish he's being?
What do you think?
I can't stand him already. Like, I can't. I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm so sorry if he's listening. I mean, this is, you know, I could go on and on. And obviously, I've had a bunch of different types of relationships. I've had different life experiences. I've had a lot of different birth control methods, over the last, 20 years for 1,000 different reasons. And honestly, what I want to say to this guy is nobody loves a condom. It's not fun. And just so you know, guys, for us, it sometimes ends up with a yeast infection. It doesn't feel amazing to us either. But you know what really doesn't feel great is having a baby. Mm. And, you know, it's unfortunate. And I still don't understand why we can't do something to you guys to somehow like vasectomize each of you until you're ready to have a kid, because we are tired. And
yeah. Do you know why they can't, though? You know why they can't do the other way around so easily? It's because it's easier to stop one or two or however many eggs that we produce than thousands and thousands of sperm. That's why it's so much more difficult for men.
I mean, that's what they say. That's what they say. I'm sure if it had to do with football or some type of sport, they would find a way to stop all the sperm. I'm certain this is possible. But, you know, I think I've always had an IUD. A lot of people hate the idea of an IUD. Whenever I talk to my daughter about it, she's like, it's too painful. It's awful. It hurts so bad getting in. And all of that's true. But I think for people that I think IUDs are the easiest, but if she can't get one and you don't want to be on the pill, I can never be on the pill again. It's a true thing when you can't.
diaphragm.
Oh.
It's an old-fashioned method. What?
I did that.
Yeah, I did the diaphragm, which is a silicone.
I did it in between the kids.
Yeah, it's a silicone cap that fits over the cervix and protects it against sperm. But yeah, but they, I mean, they're a hassle. But anyway, I think the point here, though, is yes, he is being selfish. And also, is he selfish in other areas? Because he's not making himself out to be very nice. But also what I found interesting is that neither of them have budged for 2 months. So I do think, are you like, that's not the best sign in your relationship, that you 2 months on, you still haven't come up with some kind of solution here. But this is, I think that what's going on here is you need to say to him, why can't you stand the condom? What is it about the condom? Because times have changed, right? Is it too tight? Is it too loose? Is it, you know, that he can't feel the sensation? Because all the things that you talked about, the new condoms, they really shouldn't set off yeast infections. They shouldn't, you know, you, if you don't buy cheap condoms ever, by the way, you get what you pay for. But if you, you know, there are so many good brands out there. But I wonder whether it's, sometimes it can be to do with size, because if the guy's got a big penis, it's really tight and it's not pleasant at all. But if he's got a smaller penis, the condom feels loose and he's too embarrassed to talk about it. So it could be that. And people don't realize that condoms come in different sizes. Now, if and how they do it, they don't say small because no one's going to buy those. They say things like snug or close fit. And then large is always extra large. You know, it's never like large. And medium, they just don't reference anything. So that's how you guess which size they are. So I would try different brands, different things, because you can get condoms made out of not just rubber, but silicone. You can get, what do you call it? Lamb condoms? Lamb, that sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Made of something other for people who have latex allergies. So different brands, different sizes. And I'm sure, I mean, I always think everybody knows this, but maybe people don't. If you put 1 to 2 drops, only 2 drops, in the tip, you know, the little reservoir tip before you put it on, it is the difference between feeling awful and feeling great. Because what that does, it allows the penis to move around, especially around the head of the penis, which is what creates the sensation and the friction. And that can be the game changer for lots of men who don't like wearing condoms. Just if you try that one trick, honestly, I've had couples come back and say, oh my God, why does no one tell us that? Did you know that?
No, I'm actually can't believe you haven't shared that with me over the last 2 years. And that could have changed my life too. Yeah, I think too, you know, there's a, like you said, there's a bigger thing going on here, because yes, condoms aren't ideal for a lot of guys or women, but it's better than not having sex at all. And I have never, ever had a man be like, no, I'm not using a condom. Like, he'll be like, sure, whatever. Like, I'll do whatever to put my penis in your vagina. Like, they're not, it's rare to have someone be standing there going like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, some guys do if it's casual sex, but it's rare in a relationship, isn't it? Like, I know guys who've said, well, I'm not interested in, I mean, it's quite common this. I've had this before where men have said, no, I'm not having sex if I have to wear a condom.
Well, then I got an idea for them. Buddy, old pal, old friend, go ahead and take yourself to the doctor and get this old-fashioned thing called a vasectomy and call it a day.
Well, he might be young. We don't know how old they are.
They've been together 15 years. Yeah. She's been responsible. Well, it sounds like it's time for him to be responsible, and he doesn't want to use a condom. So go ahead and save your sperm in case you guys want to have kids. Put it in a little bucket and then go from there. But I think I am really clear on how unfair, and I don't get too crazy feminist all the time, but it does feel like a lot of it's on us.
Yeah, all of it's on us.
All of it's on us.
It's always been on us, because we're the ones that get pregnant.
Yes.
You know, we're the ones that get the STIs, because you know that because our vaginal skin is much thinner and easily torn, we're the ones that have much more chance of getting sexually transmitted diseases. Men's skin is thicker, so we've got everything to lose, and men have got everything to gain by not wearing a condom, because they just like the sensation of it.
Right.
But today's condoms are not that bad. They really aren't. If you
fork
out a bit of money, get the extra thin, or they call it skin to skin or something like that, extreme, you know, skin to skin feeling. I swear, it's all mental. It's all up here. It's not down there.
And I do think that, you know, the pill is good for some part of your life, but I don't think you should be on it for 30 years.
They reckon it's fine now. And it actually protects you against some things.
Yeah. No, I mean, cancer. I just think if she can't do it, then honor that. And I don't know. I'd like to see him give it a shot. No pun intended.
Yes.
And then And maybe, hey, buddy, why don't you make it like a fun thing? Try a bunch of different condoms, see if you can deal with it. And then sit down and say, I love you so much. We'll find something else to make this work. Let's work on this together. Instead of you guys doing a standoff, a sex standoff. You might need to figure out what that's about.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is interesting. Anyway, give it a try. Good luck.
Good luck. Okay, next question.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love the start of this one because this is the first sentence is very true. Tracy, I know you are porn positive, but I wanted to check if my porn viewing habits are normal. I'm a straight woman, and while I have nothing against women having sex with women, I have no desire to do it in real life. Yet, I almost exclusively watch lesbian porn. I asked one other female friend, and she said that's what she watches as well. Is this usual?
Yes, it is usual, Kelsey. And in fact, that's what I mainly watch when I watch porn, which is lesbian porn. And there are very good reasons why this is the case. Now, the first reason is that straight porn is full of really unattractive men. We're both making the same face. Yuck. With pumped up purple penises. It's all about penetration. It's all about buying into the whole worship the penis myth. So this is the reason why women watch lesbian porn. Lesbian porn is gentle. The people are generally more attractive. There might even be a little bit of a plot, which we like a plot.
I love a plot.
There's not all close-ups on the genitals, or if there is, it's not completely on that. There's no aggression. There's no doped up. I've yet to see a lesbian porn thing where the woman looks like she's drugged or doped up, which is horrifyingly normal, or usual in straight porn, not normal. So there's no guilt in watching it. And in fact, there's a new book on porn called Women on Porn, which is out. She's called Dr. Fiona Vera Gray. And she looked at all the porn habits of women, because women don't talk about porn. And the reason why is that, as she says, there are kind of two permitted narratives. There's the cool girl who says she loves porn, and there's the other girl who thinks it's violent. And women are somewhere in between the two. Or, you know, some people are either end, but most of us fit in the middle. But they feel like, shit, I better not say that, because they don't want to be judged either way. So she got women to open up about it, and she found out that most women watch lesbian porn. They watch it because they always start out watching straight porn, but then they feel that not only are the women objectified, but the men are objectified as well. And for the same reasons as me, it's so obviously faked. It's all about the woman's pleasure, you know, the man's pleasure, not the woman's. So this is why it is a thing for, you know, nearly all women who watch porn watch lesbian porn. So she is absolutely the norm. And the other thing that's interesting about this is that men like watching it too. The third most searched term on one of the biggest porn websites in the world last year was lesbian scissoring. The third most searched porn term, which is women rubbing their vulvas together. So if you make two, if you put your, what's that, forefinger and middle finger and make scissors and put it together, that's what it looks like. And in fact, men like watching that, because men don't like watching porn with men in it either, because they look at the penis and they get freaked out about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's sort of like they want to look at women's bodies and they get like women's pleasure without having to feel freaked out if some guy's got a big pumped up purple penis. So win-win. And in real life, if you want to, if you're two girls and you don't want to put yourself at risk, I mean, lesbians have much less risk of STIs anyway, but it's something you can do fully clothed, rub your vulva against each other.
I can't wait to find a friend to just fully clothed scissors. How was your weekend, Kelsey? I haven't done pegging, but I found a friend and in jeans, we scissored. No, I think you're right about, I mean, porn to me, I don't really watch much. It's always been hard for me because I have always felt bad for the people. And you've taught me that for some people, they really are a choice and they are in a good spot and it can be beautiful. So, you know, and the times that I have watched stuff that I have enjoyed has always been something with a plot.
Mm.
Like a movie, almost like a movie, but also a sense of calmness, a calm sexual experience that takes some time. I'm a real fan of like a masseuse interaction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe one day in my life I'll do that. But I think that for me is always, it just starts with your neck and your back. And then before you know it, whoopsie daisy. That to me is like, it seems classy. And calm. I do not like.
I'll click on those as well.
I love a massage.
I wonder how many other people do that.
I love a massage fantasy. Maybe because I think it's the closest I'll ever come to any of those things that people are doing. But I need kindness. I need, for me, love and sex is about a connection and some type of a sweetness to it. I'll take a light choke. I'll do all that stuff. But I really love. Love. I love love.
I love the way you just chucked that in there. I'll take a light choke.
You taught me that. I want to say thank you for the rest of my life. Yeah. So I think women, God. I think most of us don't want to see someone just railing a woman that's on her knees. I mean, nobody wants that. It feels disgusting and scary and not enjoyable. Because if any of us have ever been in that position, having that done, we were like, this is horrible. This is not, exactly. Being jackhammered is not anything I want to be done. So
no. So no wonder we all watch lesbian porn. So
yes.
She's normal. Well,
yeah.
I hate the word normal. There is no such thing as normal. It's usual.
Go watch lesbian porn all you want because it's probably much more beautiful. I don't watch lesbian porn as much, but I do watch when I do, which I don't watch so much, but maybe I'll start doing it again, is just calm, calm. Mm. I also like a surprise. I obviously like a guy that comes in to fix something and then he fixes you. That's always been my thing.
Well, we all know why that is. Don't be Kelsey.
Boy, do I love that.
Experience with things like this.
Boy, do I love someone coming to fix your air conditioning and then fixing something else. Anyway, okay. So go ahead, lady, and watch whatever you want to watch. You're fine. All right. Last question. Since nursing my first baby, I haven't been able to experience my breasts as sexual. I'm now divorced and I have a second child who is 2 years old. I'm seeing someone and I want to get sexual, but I still have this block with my breast. I really used to enjoy having breast play and now they feel like they have a different utilitarian job. I associate them with feeding my babies and I don't know how to switch back. How do I get past this? How do I feel sexual again?
Well, you have been pregnant and breastfed, mm-hmm. Presume. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you should go first on this one.
Yeah. I think like so much that we have been taught, we're supposed to like turn it around really quick. So you feed the baby, you nurse them. And then, you know, after you stop, you give it right back to the husband and he sucks on them. It doesn't work that way. Mm. First of all, you're tired. You have a whole new experience. It's not just your boobs. It's your whole way of walking through the world. You have a new identity. You might have loved having your breast touched before because you were on top and you felt sexy. Everything changes after you have a kid. And it's not even that your breasts are so sensitive. Your whole psyche is sensitive to touch because someone has started to claw at you all day. And so when your husband gets in bed with you and he starts stroking you, it doesn't feel sexual. It feels like, oh God, get off of me. I need a minute. And so I think for her, give yourself a chance to just know it does come back. It's never exactly the same again until you're with someone that's, you know, and the thing is she's divorced. So these will be new people that she didn't have the baby with. He didn't see the baby born. There's a lot of stuff when you know that your husband's watched that. I remember talking to my husband being like, I don't want you to look down there. It's not well anymore, you know, right after the kids. And as usual, guys don't care. Mm. But I think when you're divorced, you get to have an opportunity to maybe start mentally challenging yourself to say, let me switch into a different role and try to take this out of it because you obviously get to go be with someone that you haven't been with and hasn't seen that whole progression.
And also what she said, because I've actually had to edit the question and she did say in the longer question that the first time she breastfed, she did say to her partner, look, I don't really feel like, I liked it before, but I've gone off it now. And he just sort of ignored her. And so she, so I think there's probably a bit of resentment there as well, like chucked in. So she's looking at her breasts and thinking, well, hang on, these are just now for babies. And also he, you know, wouldn't respect my, my sort of request that you don't sort of go there. But she's in a new relationship now, has two babies. But I do think that the women that I've known that have been pregnant, they do tend to talk about how they turn into a milk factory. And I can see how you would then, like, the pleasures pushed aside and suddenly the breasts become that. But do you remember last week we were talking about Justin Lee Miller and talking about how to reset a sexual fantasy that you don't want? And he made the point of, you know, you can't really erase it, but you can add things into the repertoire. Yeah. So I think if she just, yes, they have been used for that purpose and that's not going to go away, but the pleasure can come back. You've just got to, you know, recreate those memories. So your breasts can be two things. They can be used for milk and they can also be used for pleasure, because just because it's been used for one thing doesn't mean it's not able to be used for the other again. And you're right, it's better to have a clean slate. She's got this new guy. And I think she should say, you know, hey, it's weird having breasts for fun again. Mm-hmm. And think about what she used to like and say, I used to really enjoy breast play. It seems a bit weird now. And sort of just experiment together. And then I think the more she does it and the more the pleasure gets associated again, it will just override it and everything will be fine again. But I think maybe, in thinking, I should have left that in the question for you, actually, Kelsey. I think maybe the resentment with the husband, with the breasts, is kind of lingering there as well.
Yeah, and I don't. You're only 2 years out. Your little one is two, so you probably breastfed for maybe a year, let's say. So it also takes a while for the actual breast to feel back to normal, because if someone's been sucking on it hard, like, you know,
she's had another one since then, by the way.
Yeah. It's like you have to know too, that physically that nipple feels different. And it is. So when someone touches it, you're used to a sensation of a baby drinking. And then when someone starts flicking your boob while they're getting ready to have sex, or a man is sucking on your boob, you're like, ooh, that's weird. This is confusing to my head. So I think women just need to give themselves a bit of a break and know, like, there are seasons of life. And right now, breast play and somebody doing anything to your breast is not the best thing. So find something else, your head, your back, your butt, your vagina. Just avoid the boobs for a little bit. And if they can't handle it, they're weird, because they, again, did nothing to their bodies to get the child.
I think she wants to get it back. She's the one who says, look, you know, I really enjoyed it and I want it back in my sexual repertoire, which I think it will. I think it will. The fact that she wants it to come back. But I think it's like trying not to think of pink elephants. Don't keep trying to not think these breasts had a baby's mouth attached to them and now they've got a man's mouth attached to them. You just got to go, okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. And give yourself just, you'll get past it. Everything changes. Just as weird as it got, it'll get unweird. Take it from
good
me.
Good advice.
Yeah. Write that
good
down.
Good advice. Write that down.
All right. Thank you guys. We will be back next week. Hope everybody's doing great, getting ready for spring, and life is good.
Good. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextokpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.